The tradition continues with the 70th year of Indiana High School basketball on News Talk FM 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. The following IHSAA game is made possible by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Now, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer Joe Smith with Chalk Talk.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the Chalk Talk pregame show. Cougar basketball on a Tuesday night and a busy week ahead for Coach Jason Spear. Northsiders out to a 3-1 mark after a nice road win at Northview the other night. In conversation with Jason, being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, by Black Lumber, and a little bit later, our keys to victory for the maroon and gold tonight against the Evansville North Huskies, brought to you by J&S, the lock experts. Well, Jason, is first of all, it's just nice for me to sit down and have a little pregame discussion. My first look at your ball club this year, although Terry and John did the Center Grove game a couple back, but you're off to a good start, playing some sound basketball. You went over to Northview, and that game was over pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, transition was kind of the name of the game. I felt like that they had a very difficult time with our press. We were able to turn them over and turn them into some easy baskets. And early on, when we had some opportunities to execute in the half court, we did. So it was some high percentage shots, got a lot of things around the basket, and made enough three-pointers to kind of keep them honest in that stake, too.
You know, we talked a little in the preseason over the phone, Jason, and you were telling me you like this basketball club. Now you're four games in. You're going to get busy with your Bloomington Classic this weekend with a couple of teams coming in, Evansville Central South and Shelbyville. But it has been a good start for you.
It has. I mean, right from the get-go, you know, we had a game that we kind of grinded out at B&L in the 40s. You know, we had to make some free throws there early. You know, we play a top five team in Center Grove that tested us, but you know, we played well. Mooresville is always a tough team, very well coached. So, you know, we were able to push it out to double figures against them, and then obviously have a kind of run out game against Northview. So, you know, we kind of have a gamut of games here in our first four that I've been very pleased with, and, you know, different types of basketball games.
They have been different types of basketball games, and you've got a blend of, some, obviously, you're loaded with seniors, but you have some underclassmen playing excellently. But let's start about the seniors. You have, obviously, Chris Thomas there to anchor things. Ethan Venzel's been coming off the bench. Some guys that have kind of been around the block.
Yeah, you know, with some program guys, Ethan started a lot last year. He's coming off the bench right now, but being in the program for a year and starting, you know, taking on that role. Chris, you know, transfers from South at the end of last year and really kind of meshed really well with us. I really like his game, a lot of energy, a lot of bounce right now. And then other guys coming off the bench, Evan Todd and Mike Barron, and Kobe Davis, kind of a backup point guard from us that can also score. So I've been very happy with their leadership and just kind of settling into their roles.
And it's been a club collectively, regardless of class, the hell-bent on leather, you know, turning this thing around, and so far so good here this season. But they worked hard over the summer in the preseason, and it's showing.
Yeah, I mean, we knew going into it what the game plan was going to be, and they could see right away, and they felt a full year of varsity competition last year and what they needed to do to get better at. You know, I knew it, they knew it, we all knew we would be better, you know, in a year, but they kind of took it in stride and had great attitudes throughout and worked really hard.
Evansville North, the opponent tonight. Huskies kind of struggling, but that's their business. The Cougs looking for win number four here on a Tuesday night. More conversation with Jason Spear after this one-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. You know, we look at stats, and I'm looking down, and we talked about the elder Venzel, the young Venzel. Isaac is playing awfully well, scoring almost 16 points a ball game. Let's start there, because he has been a scoring source. But that being said, you are well balanced and have been well balanced through these first four.
Yeah, and that's an important part for us. You know, we have to share the basketball. Each one of the guys has different things that they bring to the game. And if they share the basketball and trust that the ball is going to be moved back to them and it's reciprocated, you know, again, in transition or in the half court, that seems to kind of be our recipe for success in terms of sharing the basketball. When we see we're moving the ball, Things seem to be going well for us.
And Jeremiah Blair, he's had some big ball games, has impacted games. He finished well two back against Mooresville, especially in the second half, caused some separations. Talk about him, and he's kind of a, although he's an underclassman, I know you're looking to him throughout the rest of the year to lead this ball club.
Yeah, and Isaac's kind of the same in terms of, you know, they're finishing through people now. You know, a year younger last year, they would have a little bit more difficult time. They may bounce off people at the rim and maybe not have the success. But right now they're kind of going through people, finishing through contact, and a lot of the things that we're doing obviously are going through Jeremiah. He's he always seems to have be in the right spot. He's getting a good job on the offensive and defensive rebounds, and like I said, he's a great leader. Guys look up to him.
How collectively, and I know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and Tom McKinney preached it and taught you and taught Andy and everybody else that's been under him, Kurt Simic, the art of defense, how to play it, that wins basketball games. Talk to me about your defense here through the first four.
Yeah, it's been really good. It's one of those things where the guys' instincts have been really good. I felt like the first couple of games we didn't rebound near as well as what we liked. Obviously, you know, like any coach, you kind of emphasize different things in practice, and we talk to them gently and you know, a little louder at times about rebounding, but it seems like they really did a good job of kind of catching on to what it is that Bloomington North basketball is.
Well, and I see that you know, you're creating some stuff. You're averaging a little over 8 steals a game, so it's been a team that has gotten some transition baskets from defense to offense, and again, that's going to win you a lot of games.
Yeah, and we want to get the point totals up. I think that to be able to execute and to be able to do the things we want, like I said, I think we have plenty of depth. And if we get the speed of the game up and the possessions up to where we want them, we think we can score with a lot of people.
You know, we're talking about kids that are getting their feet wet at varsity. Nick Kleiber, obviously a young freshman. You threw kind of you saw something in him even before he got at North that he could run your basketball club. My gosh, he really has done a nice job.
Yeah, he's been by far the biggest difference, I think, from last year to this year. I mean, even though he is a freshman, he's way mature past his age in terms of his basketball knowledge. Physicality, you know, understanding the game. I couldn't be more happy with Nick. And again, for him to be able to do what he's done so far and be able to guard some of the guys that he has, and some of the things we do offensively are not real simple, and he's been able to really kind of understand where the reads are and who needs the ball and who's hot. And like I said, I can't be any more happy with Nick.
Well, he's reading some good half-court stuff once you get in it, because I see you're averaging 14 assists. You'll take that any day.
Yeah, any day. Like I said, if we're sharing the basketball and we're seeing where that weak side's coming from and then moving the ball, we feel like we've got a lot of weapons.
Well, I watched Aaron Steinfeld play football, and then unfortunately he got hurt. He's back playing. He's got a nice size, and obviously he played basketball, and Steinfeld is another one that's his best basketball is out in front of him, I think, here at North.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he is kind of a pure post player. He has the strength, you know, to plow some space down there on the block. But we also like him out on the perimeter as well, you know, just a catch-and-shoot type guy, pick-and-pop type guy, pick-and-roll. Those are some of the things that he does offensively. And we feel like he's going to be able to guard anybody, you know, really that underneath the basket. So, you know, again, you know, very, very happy with him. You know, bouncing back from football, has done a great job.
Where's Tim Brewster's game here as you witnessed him through the first four? And, of course, we know from the previous years, Tim's a kind of a guy, if he gets on, look out, he goes through stretches. What kind of stretch is he in right now?
Well, I think for Tim, oftentimes you look at Tim and his basketball IQ, he can see very quickly that, you know, if we go through a scouting report and say, you know, hey, Tim, you know, we don't need this guy to be able to do this or to score. And Tim, you know, we think they're going to have a hard time guarding you in this particular situation. Are you a distributor? Are you a scorer? And Tim does a fantastic job of just doing what the team needs to do to be successful and win. So that's Tim in a nutshell. I mean, there will be times, obviously, when maybe he's not maybe making as many shots as he would like, or maybe he turns the ball over a little bit more than what he would like. But at the end of the day, we're very happy with him, and his basketball IQ kind of carries him.
Yeah, a great guy to have, and right now, obviously, he's in the starting lineup and has been doing a lot of things for the North Cougs, who look to notch win number four tonight against the Evansville North Huskies. We'll be back with our Janus Locksmith Keys to Victory and more with Jason after this one-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Time now for our Janus Locksmith Keys to Victory. The fellas out on West 17th Street, the lock experts, wishing the maroon and gold the best, in particular tonight and this week. Hey, before we talk a little about Evansville North, Like I say, you played only, four games going in tonight being the fifth, but you're busy this weekend with a neat little classic you got going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of been a collaboration between, us and South and getting some teams, one team from Evansville and a team that we see, probably will see in sectional play with Shelbyville. You know, distance is an issue with Shelbyville and Evansville Central and basketball, hotbed like Bloomington. Let's get some games here on Saturday morning and then Saturday night with we're not playing South or otherwise, but sure. Really some quality teams and some quality games for people to come out and watch.
Well, and yeah, we'll talk about that'll come in time, and we all know when the North South meeting is on that first Friday of the new year. Well, at hand, you caught a struggling Northview ball club, although they had won the previous night. You went over there, beat them up pretty bad. Now you got another one-time winner tonight, where you're supposed to win, I guess, on paper. But we got to play the basketball game. Give me a key or two for tonight's ball game.
It kind of goes through DJ Redding for them. He's a senior guard, point guard. He can do a lot of things for them. He's a good distributor, a good defensive player. He's just got a lot of guys around him that don't have a lot of experience. They were very senior laden last year, won a sectional championship last year, and had another kid, Sandiford, that transferred from North to Evansville Bossy. So they're kind of just figuring out their identity and that sort of thing. But if we can contain Redding and get out to their shooters a little bit, and then hopefully get out in transition, I think it'll equate to some success for us.
And last year we were kind of struggling to find wins, but yet we look back at a year ago, and that was a hard-fought, nice win when you beat Evansville North by three.
Yeah, that was maybe our second win of the season. We start off 0-5, going through some of the issues and the losses that we had from the previous senior class here at North. And obviously Musa Jallo, and just trying to figure out, new coach and that sort of thing. And then I felt like started to kind of get the hang of things and really started to get some good quality wins. Northview was a great team last year. Evansville North was a good team last year. So we'll have to put our best foot forward again here and not take anything for granted and try to get another win against Evansville North.
Jason, I know you'll pound rebounding from this day forward, so we'll include that as a key. Mm-hmm. But how do you want the game to unfold offensively? What are you looking for tonight as you begin what will be a busy three-game week?
Yeah, I mean, if we're able to get some things in transition, with a 5-on-4, 3-on-3, 3-on-2, 2-on-1 type thing, and then also to see our poise. If we can sit down and guard for an extended period of time, to be able to anticipate where the action's going to be and then react to it, whether that be a deflection, a steal, getting a good, clean defensive rebound, and then getting out into things. And also the same thing on offense. If we're able to, run our stuff and get the ball inside and out, take the driving lanes when they come, that's really kind of what we're looking for, is, kind of the rhythm and tempo of just a good, solid basketball game.
Well, hopefully we'll talk about all those positives. Come on up and join us in the postgame if you can.
Yeah, sure will. Thank you.
All right, Jason Spear joining us as we have comments prior to tonight's Evansville North ball game. Only one other conference team playing tonight. That happens to be the South Panthers. They've caught fire. They're looking for their fourth in a row tonight as they trek over to take on Ron McBride's Bloomfield Cardinals. And then we'll be setting that stage again as we move to the broadcast on the basketball happenings this weekend on the McKinney Court in the Bloomington North Classic. Again, 12 noon, we'll kick things off with the North Cougars and Evansville Central, and then they'll play Shelbyville at 8 o'clock. So we just did that now for you Cougar fans. You've been listening to comments tonight on the Chalk Talk pregame show with Cougar head man Jason Spear. Terry Stoltz joins me. We'll continue along from the McKinney Court here on the north side. Hoops tonight. Cougars, Evansville Huskies back after this two-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and Terry Stoltz.
So another opportunity tonight to take a step forward for North Cougar coach Jason Spears, maroon and gold, coming off an eight-day layoff, an impressive 35-point win in Northview last Saturday. And tonight, well, it's back on its home court as North welcomes in the Huskies from Evansville North for action on this Basketball Tuesday night. North 3-1, shot 58% last out against the Northview Knights, continues to maintain offensive balance, and tonight we'll look for more of the same tonight against the Pocket City Huskies from the Southern Conference that's currently 1-6, riding a five-game losing streak, the first of three games this week for the maroon and gold before the Christmas break. Along with our producer, Alex Lester, high atop our
One City Center Studios downtown. Terry Stoltz alongside, as always. And all of our sponsors, happy holidays, everyone. Joe Smith from the Tom McKinney Court here, the Cougar Den on the city's north side. It's time for our Players Spotlight. It's brought to you every pregame by Lloyd Law, attorney Matt Lloyd. Here's Terry.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Tell you what, this is an Evansville North squad that's struggling right now, as you heard on the pregame. They lost a lot of seniors. They had a leading scorer named a sophomore named Colton Sanford to transfer to Evansville Bossy, but they're led by a little scooting guard by the name of DJ Redding. He's 6 foot, senior point guard, averaging 16.4 a game, almost four assists. He's going to be my Evansville North player to watch. Because, Joe, if they're going to give the Cougars anything at all, DJ Redding has got to have a good game tonight. And for the Cougs, I'm going to watch Jeremiah Blair. This guy's a favorite of mine, 6'3 junior. He does a little bit of everything. He can score, he rebounds, he can assist, and he guards the best low post man. There's our two guys tonight, Jeremiah Blair and DJ Redding.
Our Player Spotlight brought to you by attorney Matt Lloyd. You know he can help if you've been hurt in a car wreck. Call 812-333-MATT. He'll fight to get you the settlement you deserve. Well, earlier tonight in the JV game, Nate Tuhill had 18 points, but Jabril Conte's JVs lost for the second time this season as Evansville North wins the junior varsity game 50-35, the final in that one. Jabril even had a technical foul called in the third quarter. Had no bearing on the ball game, as it turned out, as Evansville North won it going away 50-35. And again, Nate Tuhill, the leading scorer with 18 points, a young sophomore. And Kevin Mims, the third, had seven. He's been in on a varsity game already this year. He's played one game, and he might get in tonight. Who knows? But Terry was bringing up a good factor. You know, I look at people getting involved and filling in all of the boxes, and you picked Jeremiah Blair, and why not? 11 points, nearly five rebounds, 2.5 assists, and a steal. But we see other players that are doing the same thing, Terry. And I look at the starting lineup, Chris Thomas, Isaac Venzel, Tim Brewster averaging almost three assists, and young Mr. Kleiber, Nick Kleiber, the young freshman point guard, averaging 7 points, two rebounds, three assists, a steal. They're checking in all of the boxes across the board. They're getting involved, and they're doing a nice job.
Yeah, they are, Joe. I mean, you know, Jason Spears can coach. He can flat-out coach. We've seen some great teams of his from Columbus North. And last year, with losing Musa and David Morgan, you know, these guys had, number one, they didn't know who to turn to. Who was their leader? They stuck with it. They got better as the year went on. Now you can see they played together this summer. The addition of Nick Kleiber, who Jason told me last year, I got a freshman coming up here that may well start at point guard, and he's right. Everybody, as you said, they're all doing the little things. They've got a shooter off the bench in Kobe Davis. They've got Isaac Venzel off the bench, who's started way more games here than probably anybody else down there. The reason I took Jeremiah Blair, Joe, he can go out and shoot to three. He can shoot to mid-range. He will post you up. And he, when he pins somebody behind him, he's so strong, he can do a lot underneath. And then who knows what happens if Tim Brewster gets hot and starts hitting some threes. He's a very capable scorer.
Yeah, he's very streaky, as we've gotten to know. And Brewster, you know, he'll be in there firing away. And percentage-wise, outside of Chris Thomas from three-point range, Brewster is right there at 44%. But it's a basketball club that's averaging almost 64 points, and defensively giving up only 52. And the other night, as I say, that had some, I don't know, record implications, if you will. If you take a look at the biggest Cougar win, the final margin over Northview was 35 points. That was their biggest win since they beat Owen Valley in January of 2014. So, and they did it with 58% shooting. And also a young man that came off the bench, Brexton Egbula, didn't miss a shot. He was 5 for 5. He's hitting a cool 80% from the field now coming into this one. But, Terry, a very respectable 47% overall field goal shooting, and that has been really the demise of the Huskies in what has been a disappointing season. You saw them last year in the regional, and that was after, and we've got two Jasons going at each other tonight, Jason Spear in his second year, as you mentioned, and Jason Roach, who's in his second year at Evansville North, and all he did was win a sectional last year.
Yeah, Joe, and I tell you what, you know, he came over from Pike Central to take this Evansville North job. He is an excellent young coach. You know, they finished the year last year after losing to Center Grove in the regional. They were 13-13. I don't know how they got out of their sectional, but in the championship game, they upset Castle, who was 16-7 coming in. They went overtime to win their first sectional since 98. So it had been 20 years. And then, Joe, before that, it had been 18 other years before they won their last one, and they had happened to win three in a row at that point. This is a team that's growing. I think they've got a couple of pretty decent players. I mean, obviously, DJ or Dwan Redding, he can flat score the basketball. Seth Senior, a 6'3 senior, he's going to be somebody that can – he's right now at almost double figures in points and almost double figures in rebounds. He's a quality player. Now, tonight, from talking to, matter of fact, DJ Redding's dad, Adam Berry's not going to play, and he was a guy that started to hit some threes and somebody they could start counting on to score a little bit for him, and he has an illness tonight, and as of right now, he's not going to play. So we'll see how that works. This is a young team that, after losing all the seniors who had great success and got a sectional last year, they're still trying to find their way. But, Joe, the last couple of ball games, they've been a little bit more competitive. They lost by 6 last weekend at Crawford County and only lost by 5 at Gibson Southern. So we'll see. These guys are road warriors, and as they come in here to Bloomington North, we'll see if they have anything for the Cougars.
Yeah, and I tell you, they're going to stay on the road because, they have Jasper right after they host Evansville Modern Day this weekend. So they have played 4 of their last 5 on the road, coming in, averaging about 55 a game and giving up 66. And again, Jason Roach and Jason Spear X-ing and O-ing against one another here in this non-conference battle. The Evansville Huskies out of the Southern Indiana Conference, which also includes Castle, Memorial of Evansville, Wrights, Bossy, Harrison, Modern Day, Central, who will be up here in the Bloomington North Classic. We'll talk more about that at halftime. And, of course, the Huskies comprising that very competitive Southern Indiana circuit. And the top dog so far is Castle, having lost only one ball game this year, unbeaten in the league along with Memorial. Tonight's broadcast of North Basketball being brought to you in part by Dave and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine and Transportation Installation Experts. They're at Advanced Auto Care. Drop in tomorrow and see them. 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call on Wednesday at 812-330-1620. And by David Hayes and the guys at Comprehensive Financial Consultants, personalized strategies for creating income in retirement. That's Comprehensive Financial Consultants. They're on the web at cfci.us. Well, before we have the presentation of the colors, we'll break away and have our J&S Locksmith starting lineups for you as the North Cougars look to go 4-1 here on a Basketball Tuesday night, taking on the Evansville North Huskies. Back with more of our pregame after this two-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cougar Den, the Tom McKinney Court, along with our producer, Alex Lester, Joe Smith, along with Terry Stoltz. Time now for our J&S Locksmith starting lineups. Chris Thomas, 6'7", 180, a senior. Jeremiah Blair, 6'3", 208, a junior. We'll start up front along with the young sophomore, Isaac Vinsel, who's leading this club in scoring. Just under 16 points a ball game, 6'1", 165. Tim Brewster, 6'2", 170, a junior. And Nick Kleiber, 6'1", 152, a freshman. He'll run the point for Jason Spear. 9-18 going into tonight's contest. In his ninth year, 124 wins. Now for the Evansville North Huskies tonight, dressed in all green with the black trim. black and white trim. Seth Senior, 6'2", a senior, starts at one forward spot along with Chandler Moore. The 6'2", a sophomore, J.T. Skinner, is due to start up front with Adam Berry not playing, 6', a junior. Tristan Fisher, 6'4", a junior, and D.J. Redding, their outstanding senior guard, 6', averaging 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, and leads this ball club with 18 deflections. Coming into this one is Jeremiah Blair. Trots out onto the basketball floor. Time to meet our officials for tonight's game, brought to you by Black Lumber. Our referee tonight will be Jay Slater from Sullivan, joined by Scott DeMoss from Sullivan and Jack Crapo from Terre Haute. The Cougars dressed in their home whites with the maroon and gold trim. They'll be going from right to left on the radio dial here in the opening half. Again, the JVs got beat tonight 50-35, and Scott DeMoss ready to toss it up in our opening tap, brought to you by Bloomington Hardware, and the tip's controlled by the North Cougars. So attacking down at our end. We're located, as we always have been, since this gym's been built, on the southwest corner of the gym is Evansville North, out in their Kelly Green uniforms, playing man-to-man here in the early going. There's a bad pass. It'll have to be saved. Last touched by a Husky, and Brewster goes back and gets it. Now trying to make a seam inside. Brewster deals the pass over to Isaac Fensel. Drives it inside, put up a shot, no. Rebound back up, and no, and to the free throw line will be Jeremiah Blair, and that's exactly what Terry Stoltz was pointing out about Jeremiah.
Love watching him play, Joe. He got the hustle. Nice move by Isaac Fensel. Kissed it off the glass. It rolled off, and who was blocking his guy out ready to go? Jeremiah Blair.
78% from the free throw line here through the first few ball games. The Cougars hitting a respectable 68%, but Jason was telling me he wants that to improve and get in the 70s as they get ready for Conference Indiana, and they will not play until their first game, until as Blair rolls that one in, and the Cougars have an early 2-0 lead. J.T. Skinner is starting tonight. They work the ball to Chandler Moore across court now, and with the basketball, and that looks to be and is Seth Senior. He deals it now over to D.J. Redding, and we got a problem and a foul call. Nope, a travel call. So the turnover to Evansville North. That last foul, by the way, the only foul was on Senior on the foul. We got another whistle right in front of the North bench, and evidently it's against the Northsiders. I don't know if someone took an extra step. It may have been Tim Brewster. Our opening tap brought to you each and every game by Bloomington Hardware, your locally owned hardware store. They're at the corner of College Mall and Covenanter. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 until 8, and Sunday, 10 until 6. Huskies performing in the half court, and a nice move inside, and give the basket to D.J. Redding.
Guess who?
Yeah,
he'll
hit those.
Yeah.
He's not a prolific three-point shooter. As a matter of fact, he hasn't shot that many. One three-point shooter won't be playing tonight. Fensel, a nice move inside, put up a shot, and he's fouled going in. I think the guilty party is they're going to put it on Chandler Moore. So Isaac, the younger brother of Ethan, going to the free throw line, off to a nice year. I know you saw him last year. We're very, very impressed with the young man, only a sophomore, Isaac Fensel. In the air, and they've hit their first three. Isaac, one of the better free throw shooters. He's at 80% coming into the ball game tonight, as I mentioned, averaging just under 16 points, 4 rebounds, filling in all of those boxes, about 2 assists and 2 steals. Misses here, and it's cleared out of there by the Evansville Huskies. And we'll get that new face in there for Evansville in a second. With the basketball in the half court, dancing around, now taking the shot, Chandler Moore.
Oh.
So Moore guns in the two, and the Cougars lead it, trail it rather, 4-2. Make it 4-3. Inside, Fensel looks to be the offense tonight as he takes the ball to the rack again and is fouled going in.
Yeah, it looked like J.T. Skinner got him, but both teams are pressing, Joe. Evansville North in a 2-2-1 full court trying to trap the Cougars. The Cougars are going 1-2-2 full court trap against Evansville North, so we'll see how that plays out.
Down it goes. Shot taken. Chris Thomas, a three ball, no good. Rebounded out of there, T.J. Redding. Up court, and with it, a lane, and what a block that time by Tim Brewster, out of bounds to Evansville North.
And Evansville North beat the press quickly and got it down, and a nice nice pass in there. Chandler Moore went up, but got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds. Evansville North basketball.
Dylan McKinney is the player that we were looking for. We put every player in the book but Dylan McKinney, and he's the first one off the bench tonight. He's got the basketball right now. That's the way it always goes.
Yeah.
Evansville North, Jason Roach in his second year. Sectional champs last year out of the Evansville area. Ball stolen away by Brewster, and he will slam it. There's instant defense as Tim Brewster, his first two of the night off of steal. Shot taken and miss on the runner, and cleared out of there by Brewster. Quickly up court. Over to Jeremiah Blair now in the half court, and now Nick Kleiber wants and gets the basketball.
Joe, Nick Kleiber did a great job against Center Grove. Some pressure. He handled himself well. Oh.
Makes a nice move inside there, Terry, for two.
Well, no sooner do I praise him, and he goes right in for two. North now back into that. Looks like a 2-2-1 for them now.
It is a 2-2-1 trap. Blair trying to trap at the timeline. They break it with McKinney. Back it goes. D.J. Redding, a three ball. Guy at iron cleared out of there. And Chris Thomas has another rebound. Quickly, Kleiber up to Blair. Off the glass. Got it. Beautiful pass by, well, Chris Thomas started it. And Kleiber with a nice assist pass inside to Jeremiah Blair. And Blair's got four of the 9 points. 5-point lead already. And again, the Huskies in the half court now against pressure by Bloomington North here early on. They deal it on the wing. Redding, top of the key now. That is Seth Senior, who is a senior. Over to McKinney now. McKinney takes the dribble outside, looking and trying to find ball almost stolen away by Chris Thomas, backing up and getting it, D.J. Redding. 4:10 to play, opening quarter. Cougars off to a good start. 9-4. Oh, nice pass inside, and he missed the shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two, and that's J.T. Skinner.
And we've got Dominic Redding, D.J.'s younger brother, in there now also. So considering it, there looks like there might be a lot of guys we have written down that might not even play. But hopefully not.
Tim Brewster picking up the personal foul and connecting at the free throw line was J.T. Skinner. I think he hit that one, didn't he?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He sure did.
Yeah, and nice, and he missed the second one.
Yep.
And, of course, my guy Jeremiah Blair with his second rebound of the night.
Here comes Kleiber across the timeline. North with the basketball and a 4-point lead. 3:54 to play here in the first quarter. Isaac Vinsel trying to make a move again. Goes to the glass. No, try to fight for the rebound. Lost it. Here comes Evansville North. Little giddy up in their step. Dominic Redding loses the basketball. Nice steal by Chris Thomas. Here comes Thomas. He can handle the ball at 6'7". Comes across the timeline. Over to Nick Kleiber now. He'll set up the offense. High posting is Thomas. Sets the screen. Nick goes around him and is bumped immediately by J.T. Skinner. That's the third team foul on Evansville North.
I like the fact that Nick Kleiber takes his time with the ball. I mean, Joey's a freshman. He's got a sophomore out there, a senior, and two other juniors, but he's in control. He's running the show. He does a nice job of it.
Chris Thomas right in front of the Husky bench. Inside, Vinsel rolled it off, got his own rebound, trying to behind-the-back pass to Blair, and it's stolen away. Got a little too fancy that time. And let's see if Evansville North will make him pay. I tell you, a hard foul by Chris Thomas. That's going to be two on him. And down to the hardwood, it looked to be J.T. Skinner.
I think you're right. It was Skinner. Went up, good hard move. I mean, it was a good hard foul by Chris. Nothing malicious. I don't think there was any intent to hurt the young man. He was just trying to get a block.
Says he's all right, limping a bit.
He's limping a lot.
That is only, I thought that was the second personal foul on Thomas, when in fact it's only the first.
Yeah, Blair had the other one,
yep,
Joe.
The two team fouls now on North. Four against Evansville North, and the free throw missed that time by Skinner. So after hitting his first, he's missed the last two. First time he's been at the line tonight. Evansville North, a 71% free throw shooting team, and this 1-6 start, and he missed them both, and Thomas has the rebound. Here come the Cougars. They got a 9-5 lead, and the basketball is Ethan Vinsel. Vinsel's taken about five shots already here, in the, and they've been good shots, and hasn't scored yet. Has a free throw, and they work their offense. They want Kleiber to handle it. Round the screen, double team, deals it back, three-pointer. Blair in and out, no good, and it's cleared out of there by McKinney. He deals it now over to Redding. Redding's their go-to guy. DJ is 6 foot senior, averaging just under 16 points a ball game. Still on the dribble now, clears it to a teammate.
Yeah, that's his brother Dom right there.
Yeah, that is Dominic. And we got too much dribbling and a five-second violation and a turnover, Evansville North.
And, Joe, that's their fourth turnover already, a couple bad passes and just bad decisions. I mean, just from watching early, I can see why these guys are struggling. They just got a couple of kids out there that not sure where they want to go, and they're struggling.
Well, you see that down in the TO department. They're averaging 16.4 turnovers, almost 16 and a half a game. And when you shoot only 38% through seven ball games, you're asking for it. And they've got a good start on a bunch of turnovers tonight. There's a nice inside move by Tim Brewster. Brewster now with four, and it's 11-5, the biggest lead in the ball game. Here comes Redding across the timeline over to Dylan McKinney, back to Redding. They work it over to the other Redding. Dominic, the younger brother of DJ, gives it back to DJ, who's taken only one shot here, and he's not a three. He's a slasher, a driver, likes to get to the free throw line a lot. Dominic puts up an air ball, or not an air ball, but a one that just barely got the iron. We got a jump ball. A possession arrow goes to Evansville North.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Dominic Redding followed his own shot, which high school kids rarely do today. Followed his own shot, kept it alive, and Evansville North kept the ball.
11-5, and Evansville North, and what a steal by Blair. And he's fouled going in, and the guy guilty of the infraction, a bossy, or rather a husky, and that is going to be Seth Senior, and that's two on him.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, he's about the other guy closest to double figures, averaging a little over nine points a ball game, and so he checks out, and coming into the contest as comes Colby Nall, a 6'2 junior. So Nall is in and Senior out, two fouls, no points. 11-5, biggest lead of the ball game. Cougar basketball, a minute 35 to play in the opening quarter. Kleiber with it, dancing around, still on the dribble, trying to find a seam, deals it, wing three-pointer, and that is Tim Brewster.
Joe, we talked early. We could have the hot Tim Brewster tonight.
Well, I saw him at one time 2 years ago, hit nine in a row, and a lot of it was from behind the line. There is Dominic Redding. He barely got the iron, and Steinfeld with the rebound. He threw it away, a shot put up, no, and it's cleared out of there by Aaron Steinfeld. Quickly over to Kleiber. He'll try it again. Brewster on a heat check, misses here, and here comes McKinney the other way, and Brewster blocked it. Now will they call goaltending? No, but it's going to be against Brewster.
Yeah, just a foul and two shots, looks like. Timmy. No, so, foul on Kobe Davis. We got.
Yeah, it was Davis.
As you said, Aaron Steinfeld had checked in, and Kobe Davis. So we'll got a couple new Cougars in right now. Is obviously Evansville North is substituting liberally here.
Yep, McKinney at the free throw line, 14-5 Cougar lead right now, 9-point lead with 56 seconds to play as McKinney misses here.
Tell you what, Joe, they're 1-for-6 from the free throw line. 1-for-5.
6'1" junior with his second toss, and now they're 1-of-7.
Yeah.
So he misses both of them, and here comes North the other way. Brewster will fire a three, no good. Rimmed out of there. Steinfeld with the offensive rebound, back up, no good. Fight for the rebound in the paint. Loose ball, and still it goes over to Kobe Davis. He'll miss, and it's finally knocked out of bounds by a green-cladded Evansville Husky.
Excellent action there, and Aaron Steinfeld, you know, 6'6", 2 1/4, great football player as a wide receiver. The guy pogos up and down and gets two quick rebounds. Unfortunately, couldn't lay it in, Joe.
Yeah, became the favorite target of Reese Lozano until he broke his shoulder, actually a collarbone. Did come back to play in the tournament, 14-5, and Brewster off the fingertips of Steinfeld. Well-built young man. He's going to be a dandy.
When he came last year, when they first brought him up to the JV team, and Mike Glasskite and I did the game, and he comes out, and they list him at 6'4", 205, and he's all over the place. Love the kid.
6'5", 216 now as he plays in his sophomore year. Down to 12 seconds to play. McKinney down the lane, leaves it off the glass, and we got a problem and another foul call. Well, the Cougars better watch out. I think Blair, we'll wait and see who that was. It may have been Kleiber on a grab, and it was.
Yeah, it was.
So the Cougars now with four in the quarter, 8 seconds to play, and they inbound the basketball. Another new face. Actually, he's checked back into the contest. Well, that's Colby Nall. He's been in. He and McKinney are the guys that Jason Roach have gone to here in the first quarter. Down to 3 seconds to play. They'll have to put one up, and he had his foot on the end line. Turnover, Evansville North, and that was against D.J. Redding. So you got one for a fling here, T. 1.6 seconds to play. All kinds of time.
Where's Timmy Brewster? There's the guy you want shooting these. We'll see if they can get him open.
Dominic Redding goes on top of him. Blair's looking that way. Throws it over to Steinfeld. Shot, a runner at the gun.
Got it.
Kleiber got it. It wasn't a three, but the bucket will count. Nick Kleiber off the missed shot that time. Got a deflected pass, actually, and took a runner at the gun. And Nick Kleiber with four first quarter points, and the biggest lead of the ball game is the North Cougs have jumped in front 16-5. Second quarter action, shooting with Terry when we come back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Side out to the white clad maroon and gold. Nick Kleiber with the basketball hit the runner with no time remaining to give the Cougars their biggest lead of the ball game, 16-5. Kleiber deals it outside, shot fake, another new face in the lineup. This is Ethan Vinsel, seeing his first activity. Chris Thomas back in there. They're playing the low post with Steinfeld. There is Ethan Vinsel, or rather Isaac Vinsel, shooting a three-pointer.
And nailing it. And he's not been shooting a lot of threes this year. It's good to see, Joe.
Yep.
He's a good player.
Only 30%, but like Terry said, he hasn't shot that many. Dominic Redding over to his older brother, DJ, and now they work in the paint. Dealing it now, down on the wing. With it is Nall, and he lost the basketball, stolen away by Steinfeld. Kleiber, he's a good ball handler. There's Vinsel feeling it, no good. Cleared out of there by Evansville North, a breakaway, and here comes Redding the other way. Off the glass, got it. DJ Redding with his second field goal. He's got four, and it's 19-7 now.
2 for 8 on the first quarter for Evansville North for 25%. 6 of 15 for the Cougs for 40%, Joe.
Cougars shooting at game time, 47%. 33 from behind the line. Spinning, firing. Chris Thomas got it. Nice 15-foot fadeaway. Thomas, his first field goal. Back to a 14-point lead, 21-7. Shot going to barely get iron if it got that. Cleared out of there by Isaac Vinsel. Quickly across the timeline. Out battled his senior brother that time, Ethan.
Yeah,
Ethan drops in down on the wing this time as Kleiber will run the offense, Terry.
Hey, well, I tell you what. The Vinsel boys were all over that board. That was a beautiful move by Chris Thomas. Stayed within himself. Turn, shot, nice move again by Isaac.
Yep, Isaac making the move and trying to make the move anyway against Dominic Redding. And he'll go to the line. I believe he was fouled in the act of shooting. Isaac thinks he was, and he'll step to the line and shoot two with 6:02 to play here in the first half or early in the second quarter. So Vinsel hit his only opportunity earlier. Has four in the ball game, make it five. Averaging, as I mentioned, just under 16 points a ball game. Plenty of good seats still available if you want to listen and come on out. Tonight to the McKinney court, 22-7. JV's lost 50-35 to Evansville North as Vinsel hits both of them. He's 3 for 3. And the Cougars are off to another good start from the line. 5 of 5 tonight with the basketball now. Seth Senior is checked back in. He's playing with two personal fouls. That's almost over and back. And now they finally call a 10-second. Now they call a timeout.
Yeah,
so Jason Roach wanted the timeout. It's a 30. We'll break for a half minute. As the Cougars continue to extend the lead, it's 23-7. 5:51 to play in the first half. Back in a half minute, you're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Tom McKinney Court of Basketball Tuesday night, along with our producer, Alex Lester, high atop One City Center, Joe Smith and Terry Stoltz here courtside. 5:51 to play. Biggest lead of the ball game, 23-7, and with the basketball is DJ Redding. After the Jason Roach timeout, Dylan McKinney is checked back into the ball game. On the give and go, Senior trying to get some offense, and the Cougars have stayed in there, sticky man-to-man. There's a nice move inside.
My.
Yeah, that's DJ Redding. His third basket. Check that second. Make it his third basket.
Yeah, he's got six now, and that was a nice move by DJ.
23-9. Ethan Vinsel looks and finds Nick Kleiber. Kleiber looks over at Jason Spear, standing in front of the Cougar bench. Cougs looking to go 4-1, one of their better starts in recent years. Ahead of their two-game classic, they'll be taking on Evansville Central and Shelbyville at noon and 8 o'clock on Saturday. There's Chris Thomas. Yeah, what a nice move. Underhanded scoop shot for two. Thomas with four. Redding leaves it. Baseline shot partially blocked by Steinfeld. Nope, I guess not, because the ball has been awarded to the Cougars. But that was good defense by Steinfeld, who comes out, and Jeremiah Blair comes back in.
Yeah, it was. And again, both teams still pressing. 2-2-1 here for Evansville North, and Evansville North breaking this North press and heading down the floor fast, Joe.
16-5 at the end of the first quarter, and that ball had no chance of getting to Thomas. Vinsel knew it. Ethan, as soon as he threw it up there. There's McKinney down at the other end. Shot a long three-pointer, in and out, no good. And a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds to the North Huskies. We'll have to find
Ryan
out.
Ryan Cadell.
Who's that now?
I've got number 50 as Ryan Cadell, a freshman. Okay. Holy moly. Hey, quick almost halftime. Bloomington South ahead of Bloomfield, 30-13.
25-9, Cougars playing the defense like South is tonight. As the Bloomfield Cardinals rank fourth in Class A, shot a scoop shot, no good, rebounded back up, and too much of the body. Ethan Vinsel drawing the personal foul.
JT Skinner is playing hard, Joe.
Yep.
That kid's all over the floor. He's got three rebounds, one of four from the free throw line. He's not got a lot to show for it, but I tell you what, Coach Roach should be happy with this kid because he's playing hard.
Well, we'll see if he can improve his free throw shooting, and he throws a brick. Who was the Ryan? What was his name there?
Ryan Cadell, C-A-D-D-E-L-L, I believe a 6'2 freshman. And he looks like a freshman, a little bit of a baby face over there.
25-9, 4:01 to play.
Oh,
in and out, no good. Cleared out there by Brewster. 1 of 6 from the line for J.T. Skinner.
Nice move. Yeah.
That was Isaac Vinsel back up over his head. Vinsel with 8 in the ball game to lead all scorers as North continues to apply some pressure with that little 2-2-1 trap. And the ball goes out of bounds. Another turnover on the part of Evansville North. Cougar basketball with a 27-9 lead. Let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to North Cougar basketball.
Your home for high school sports in Monroe County. News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL Bloomington.
3 minutes to play here in the second quarter, and there's a nice move off a pass from Jeremiah Blair to Tim Brewster. And Brewster now. And there's a steal by Jeremiah Blair. Still on the dribble, and drives the lane and lays it in. Blair looking to lead this basketball club as an underclassman and showed some real great. And then Brewster just flat took the ball away from DJ Redding. And the possession arrow, unfortunately, does not award Brewster with a steal there, as the possession arrow stays with Evansville North.
Yeah, the Huskies are just kind of coming apart right now. North's press is very good.
Yep.
Just leading them into traps, and they're not doing a good job with the basketball.
No, they're not. Redding with the basketball clears it out to McKinney, and that ball goes out of bounds.
That's their 10th turnover, Joe, and that's an unforced error. He just threw a poor pass nowhere near the guy he was throwing it to. I mean, right now somebody needs to step up and, you know, try to calm down this Evansville ball club, because it's a 22-point deficit already.
Very similar to last Saturday night when the Cougars went over to Northview and jumped on them and led 43-16 at halftime and gave the Knights on their home court only 5 points in the second quarter. And there's another beautiful inside move by Tim Brewster.
11 points for Timmy. A poised, calm, hard-playing Tim Brewster tonight, Joe.
With it, Cordell. He's being hawked. The freshman almost threw it away. They finally break the press with a DJ Redding. A shot missed. Got his own rebound in the paint. Spins, fires, and got it. Redding has been their offense, as he has been all season long in this 1-6 campaign. They've lost 5 in a row. Shot fake. Kobe Davis steps inside, around, and in. Shooter's roll that time for Kobe.
Yeah, he's a good shooter. Oh, nice. And look at this fast break already.
Yep, break away and off the glass. And that was a nice basket that time by JT Skinner, his first of the night.
Yeah, he finally got something to fall, Joe. I'm happy for that kid. But Jason Spear is not going to like that. They just went over the top of the press and got an easy layup.
Well, they're doing anything
oh
they want to do.
Yeah,
that's Brewster again inside. 13 points for Brewster, his fifth regular field goal. He's got a triple. And it's back to that 24-point lead, 37-13. And this is a massive blowout and a near turnover. Shot by senior, no good. Tipped around, fight for the basketball, bringing it back out now, Skinner. So there's another rebound for JT Skinner, and backs it up now does DJ Redding. They have a scant 6 field goals, 4 of them by Redding here in the first half. Down to 1:05 to play in it. And this one can't get over soon enough. There's a 3 ball by the freshman.
Wow.
So he buries one, does Goodell. And they're down at the other end, and Chris Thomas just like that. So they switch, and Goodell, 5 points in a row for the young freshman.
Like I said, Jason Spears not going to like these long passes over the top.
There's a 3 by Brewster, no good. Fight for the rebound. And Kobe Davis over to Chris Thomas. Got iron, no good. Rebounded by Isaac Fensel. And again, an old look pass over to Brewster. Got his own rebound. He'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Great hustle by the Cougars, Joe. I mean, guys, you know, Kobe Davis gets a rebound.
Isaac Fensel in there scrapping around.
Yeah, Isaac gets another rebound. Good shot by Chris Thomas. Doesn't fall. That's a second foul on JT Skinner. And as active as he is, I'm surprised that he's not got more. That kid's all over the floor.
At the line will be Tim Brewster for the first time tonight, a 67% free throw shooter, and got the iron there. Hasn't shot all that many. Here comes another substitution, and getting ready, getting a breather is JT Skinner.
Cordell
and coming
Coburn.
In, yep. Coburn comes in, a 6'2 sophomore, and Brewster 1 of 2. So he continues to score here tonight. Came in with an 8-point average. And that'll be, and there's a nice move by Redding. He's got Thomas to beat. He beat him off the glass. And Redding now in double figures for Evansville North. Down to 12 seconds. Cougars will play for the final shot. Biggest lead has been 24. It's at 20. They got the score doubled on Evansville North, 40-20. Kobe Davis, a long 3, no good. Fight for the rebound, and no harm, no foul. That's the end of the first half. 40-20 as North unloads 24 points in the second quarter to take a commanding lead here of the Evansville North Huskies. And our halftime show just around the bend, brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding area since 1972. Go online at KellerHeating.com. Cougarbasketball.com. Our halftime show just around the bend, 40-20. Cougars in command of this Tuesday night battle with Evansville North. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Halftime has arrived. Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz, 40-20. Cougars in command, have led really from the outset, 16-5 at the end of the first quarter, as Evansville North could hit only 25% in the opening quarter, have had no scoring, no balance at all. They have had multiple turnovers. North with their pressing defense and good outside shooting. And Tim Brewster's nearly outscored the Evansville North Huskies himself with 14 first-half points. And that's been kind of the tail of the tape. Cougars went off and led by 24 on two different occasions, 35-11 and 37-13, and pulled in here at halftime, leading 40-20. Our halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, proud to sponsor the Cougars on the airwaves. Stop out and see the gang at 508 West 17th Street right here, not too awfully far from Bloomington North High School. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call tomorrow at 812-334-1213. And by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer, serving Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. Well, we heard some terrible news right before we came to Bloomington North tonight, and a good friend of mine and a lot in the sports world concerning Indiana University, and that is a longtime Hall of Fame scribe Terry Hutchins was critically injured in a three-car accident in Fishers last night, apparently suffering a stroke of some kind, and rear-ended a couple of cars in the 7 o'clock hour last night up in Fishers, not too awfully far from where Terry and his wife, Susan, had just built a home last spring. Terry, a longtime sports writer for the Indianapolis Star, was unresponsive. A policeman gave him CPR, and he was taken to Community North Hospital, where he is in critical condition in the ICU unit. And boy, just a big, big blow. Terry has kept stats for us for many, many years in football on the IU radio network. And we wish nothing but a speedy recovery, and God allow this man to live. He is a tremendous professional. And our thoughts and prayers out to the Terry Hutchins family. 40-20 here at halftime. And Terry will have a rundown of the scoring after this two-minute timeout. Cougars on top by 20. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Halftime winding down. Now with a glance at the first half stats, it's been all Bloomington North. Here's Terry.
All right. Thank you, Joe. For the Cougars tonight, they finished, both teams shot the ball very well in the second quarter. North was 10 of 14. Puts them up at 16 of 29 for the basketball game. 55% shooting, 2 of 9 from three ball range. And the Cougs are 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. Leading the Cougars, and a guy that Joe and I talked about, if he gets hot, he can carry you. Timmy Brewster with 14. He had 7 in each quarter. 8 points for Isaac Vinsel. 6 points apiece for Jeremiah Blair and Chris Thomas. 4 points for Nick Kleiber. 2 off the bench for Colby Davis. Ethan Vinsel did not score. Aaron Steinfeld, 4 rebounds for Steinfeld and did not score. And that'll give that'll bring you up to date on the 40 by the Cougars. 7 of 13, a lot better effort there, and a few fewer turnovers in that quarter for Evansville North. 7 of 13 in that quarter, 9 of 21 for the game, so that's 42-8. 1 of 8 from the free throw line, though. That's a bugaboo, and 10 turnovers for Evansville North. They're led, of course, by DJ Redding. He has 10 points. The next is a freshman, Ryan Cadell, number 50, 6'2", came off the bench, hit a three, hit another bucket late. He has 5 points. JT Skinner, the hardest working kid on the floor. He can't get a shot to drop or a free throw to drop, as he's one of six on those free throws. But he's got 3 points. And then Chandler Moore, who started the ball game, has two. Seth Senior got into some foul trouble, has not scored. Dominic Redding, Chandler Moore, Dylan McKinney, Colby Nall, and Cordell Coburn all have played, and the rest of those guys did not score. 40-20 Cougars. Cougars have a 4-rebound edge. I thought it would be more than that, and I'll tell you what, 10 turnovers for Evansville North. Bloomington North has scored 17 points off of those 10 turnovers. Only 4 TOs for the Cougars, Joe.
Well, that's going to be pleasing to Jason Spears' eye as the transition is something that has been a big part of his game. You could start to see it in stretches last year. It was the consistency factor and the fact, too, that this is a very well-put-together basketball club with Wenzel, Isaac only a sophomore, and Blair a junior, along with Brewster and Kleiber, a freshman. And the only senior starter is Chris Thomas. All of them scored at least 4 points in the opening half, led by Brewster's four. And the white-clad and maroon and gold will have it side out as we begin now the second half of play. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday night. Kleiber deals it outside, rather takes the pass and puts it up and in. No, a nice rebound basket that time, and give the basket to Isaac Wenzel. Wenzel and Kleiber played a little two-man game, and Wenzel ended up with his 10th point of the ball game.
That was a nice drive by Nick Kleiber, very controlled, little about 6-foot jumper in the lane. Rebounded just to the left of the basket. Isaac Wenzel went up, grabbed it, laid it in for two, 42-20 North.
McKinney stays in. JT Skinner will trigger it out as Redding gets the basketball back. Dressed in their road green tonight with black trim. Struggling they are. They warmed up a little in the second quarter, but the turnovers have given the Cougs a ton of points tonight. Shot taken and missed by Redding. And last touch, they say, by Isaac Wenzel.
Isaac was in position. The ball came off the rim at a weird angle.
He's got a great knack for the ball, doesn't he?
He does. He had it last year, and he's having it again this year.
And there's another turnover, and that a lot of this stuff, as Terry described in the first half, it's all self-induced, unforced turnovers, and another one in the books for Evansville North. 42-20. Cougars will go from one Evansville school to another. They'll stay put right here on the McKinney court and face Evansville Central, who plays in the same conference as the team they're playing tonight. Turning around and walking with the basketball, and that was a good call against Isaac Wenzel.
Yeah, he just couldn't quite get those feet stopped, but a beautiful move. He hit the shot. North once again in that full court trap.
And they trap, and the ball's deflected, but brought back down by McKinney. Shot fake now. Senior hasn't scored tonight. A little runner. He got two there in his first basket of the ball game. A 9-point score. Got an early foul trouble. Finally picks up two. Almost stole the ball away, and they do steal it away with JT Skinner. And there's a shot blocked by Brewster. Put it right back in the face where it came from, and that was Chandler Moore out of the right wing. Evansville North basketball on the side. Trailing by 20, 42-22. You just joined us. Cougars jumped in front, 16-5. Have never trailed in this ball game. Shot taken and missed by Moore, and cleared out of there by Nick Kleiber. Kleiber still on the dribble. He'll drive it all the way to the hole. Put up a shot, no good. Cleared out of there. And the rebound going to Chandler Moore. Quickly in the half court, Dylan McKinney now with the basketball. A young freshman came off the bench, and Cadle ended up with 5 points. Ryan did. Hit a three-pointer out of the corner. Inside move.
Nice.
Oh, nice pass that was. And the recipient was Senior. His second straight basket. Give the assist that time to DJ Redding. 42-28. Cuts it to 18. And Wenzel will go to the free throw line again.
This time the Cougars running the ball, sprinting it down the floor. Nice pass, got it in the middle of the floor to Chris Thomas. Turned, and there went Isaac Wenzel on the wing. But a nice defensive play by Chandler Moore. Unfortunately, that's his third foul.
Yeah, he picked up two in the first half, and that is number three. And here's Isaac at the free throw line. Cougars hitting their tosses tonight. And Vinsel now 4 of 4 from the line. Isaac with 3 in the quarter and 11 in the ball game now for the Northsiders. He extends the lead back to 19, been as large as 24 on two different occasions. Bounces at one time, wears a hair band, a white band, and connects.
And a man bun. I'm going to say it. Okay. It doesn't matter. He's playing great.
Yeah, he does. Well, he can shoot free throws. And the rolling out of bounds with it is D.J. Redding. Another turnover.
Again, just...
It was half and half.
Yeah.
He was traveling, and at the same time, he rolled his shoulder on the end line.
That's right. You're right. They could have got him for either of two turnovers.
Back to a 20-point lead. Little pressure this time, token as it may seem. And Brewster has it stolen away from him. Nice steal that time by Redding. In transition, McKinney no good. Fight for the rebound. Here comes Cliver again. Fast breaking over to Thomas. Lookout now. He'll flush it. Give the assist to Cliver in the one-handed jam by, and there's a steal by Brewster, and he lays it in. And just like that, the Cougars score 4 quick ones in about 2.5 seconds.
Wow.
Back to a 24-point lead. Timeout, Evansville North. Will break for a half minute. 5:24 to play in the third. It's all Cougars 48-24. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Well, Jason Roach wanted a timeout after his team disintegrating here against that pressure that's been ominous right from the, well, really right from the get-go. Cottle comes back in, the freshman, shot blocked at the other end. Too much of the body. It's either going to be against Chris Thomas or Isaac Vinsel.
Oh,
going to be on Thomas, and that is 3 on Chris.
No, they put it on
Vinsel. Now they
switched
it and put it on Vinsel.
I think it should have probably been.
So and 2 now for Thomas.
Missed free throw for D.J. Redding, so he can't hit one either. So, the halftime score for South at Bloomfield ended up being 33-15. Noah Jaeger has 15 points for the Panthers as D.J. Redding hits his second.
Well, that cut a string of 8 straight misses from the line for the Evansville North Huskies. They're 2 of 9 from the line, stumbling around in the paint, put up a shot. He was traveling with the basketball. And I'm talking about Tim Brewster. A little out of control that time for Tim.
Well, Joe, they had 4 turnovers at the half. They've got 4 in the third quarter. I mean, that's just not the way you want to play basketball.
No, this will not play. I was just saying that Jason was pleased by the lack of turnovers in the first 16 minutes. And this will not please him despite the fact his ball club has a 23-point lead. McKinney almost lost it. Going out and getting it now is Redding.
Yeah, and he got kneed in the thigh. McKinney did. He's kind of hobbling around right now.
That hurts, boy.
Oh.
May have had a part of the knee. Now he sets the screen. Redding will fire a 3. Got iron, and Vinsel's got a rebound. Isaac Vinsel will do his share of defensive rebounding. Here comes
nice.
Oh, nice play inside. Boy, I tell you, that was beautiful ball movement. Brewster to Vinsel to who was that? Chris Thomas, wasn't it?
Jeremiah Blair.
Jeremiah Blair, his first field goal.
But the best thing, Joe, was after that ball crossed half court, there was no dribbling.
Nope.
Beautiful passing.
Didn't even hear the ball bounce. There's a nice move inside by Seth Senior.
He's woke up in the second half.
It's his third field goal. Senior with 6 points to lead Terre Haute North, or rather Evansville North here. And it's 50-27.
North still in control, and both teams still pressing. This game's went very quickly, and even with as many fouls and turnovers as we've had, Joe, both teams are getting up and down the floor at will. Now backing off, Evansville North backs out of that press.
Here comes Cliver. Oh,
nice.
What a nice move baseline by Isaac Vinsel. Vinsel having a big quarter. He's got 6, 14 in the ball game. 52-27, the biggest lead of the ball game. Another steal, 3-on-1. Let's see who gets it. There's the lob. Isaac Vinsel, Chris Thomas finishes, and the Cougars are going to town now. Trapping, stealing, scoring off its defense. That's 21 points off turnovers tonight, at least.
Yep, I think you're right.
Against that's been charged up against the North Huskies. 3:33 to play in the third. 54-27. Score is double. Work in the half court. Backing it up is Moore. Inside move. Put up a shot. Got it.
Was a pretty, pretty move, Joe.
Chandler Moore with his second field goal. He's got four, and it's 54-29. Cougars, no particular hurry this time, and they throw the ball away again.
Oh, my. Their fifth turnover of the quarter.
Yeah. Jason, that got him up.
3:13
to play.
It'd get me up, too.
Luckily, they have the huge lead. Here comes Moore, double, triple teamed, and now leaves the ball over to Redding. Back to Moore, a three-pointer. Got the iron left, backed up. J.T. Skinner, another rebound, and he threw it right to Kurt Thomas. Here he comes off the glass, got it. 23 points off turnovers tonight. Holy smokes, 56-27. There's a move inside, blocked away by Jeremiah Blair. Here comes the young junior down the lane, put up a shot, no, fight for the rebound, knocked around. Here comes Evansville North the other way. That is Moore, put
Beauty.
Up Brewster in the air and laid it off the glass.
Nice shot fake by Moore, and then he got the two.
Yep, he's scored four in a row. Shot out of control by Kleiber. North a little bit out of sync right here. This ball game is won't be one that will be submitted to the high school Basketball Hall of Fame by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think I'd even want to look at this one again if I were Jason.
There's a nice move by Moore again.
Wow.
Moore was six straight points. He's got eight now. He's been the scorer for him here in the quarter, and it's 56-33.
Into third quarter, Bloomington South up 39-27 at Bloomfield.
Down to a minute 50 to play. Bloomington North girls playing down at B&L tonight. Vince will back up over his head, but Chris Thomas is going to work on those offensive boards. He's got 14 all of a sudden, and Vince dives on the hardwood. The ball slithers out of bounds. It'll be Evansville North basketball.
I did have a partial, a score at one time. B&L was up 34-21. I'm not getting any other info. I'll keep looking on the Twitterverse and see if I can find something.
Cougar girls trying to get some offense for Ainsley Urbanski. And, boy, they're down against the Stars tonight, who were seventh ranked in the state, struggling again, but the game isn't out of reach by any stretch of the imagination. 58-33 here. And this one has been over since about the 10-minute mark of the ball game. Cougars went on a huge run, put 24 on the board in the second quarter. Nice move inside. Count it. J.T. Skinner, his second field goal, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
That was a nice move, that young man. He works hard. It's a second foul on Ethan Vinsel. Joe, I like seeing this kid have some success because he is working his tail off. 6 foot junior. Now got 5 points, and let's break that free throw. Long free. He's missed five in a row. He's 1 for 6.
The thing about it, he hit his first free throw of the night. He hadn't hit one since, and he misses here, so he's 1 of 7. They get the offensive rebound off the miss. With it is Moore. He's had the hot hand. McKinney out of the corner, hit the side of the basket. Here comes Isaac Vinsel. He's in a hurry off the glass, rolled it off the rim. No. And here comes Evansville North the other way. Inside a minute to play in the third. McKinney on. Nice move. Dylan McKinney with his first field goal, and it's 58-37 now. Here comes North. Shot fake by Isaac Vinsel. Leaves the pass to Steinfeld. All Aaron had to do was put it up over the rim. And another assist for Isaac Vinsel, 60-37, 23-point lead. Was as high as 27 here in the quarter. Moore breaks pressure, shot taken, three, senior, no good. Kobe Davis checked in at the last dead ball, and he'll wheel and deal over to Kleiber. Kleiber wide open over to Steinfeld, shot blocked, got it back, not loose ball. Steinfeld will go to the line and shoot two. Well, let's see. He got one, two offensive rebounds, missed three shots deep in the paint, but he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. His third attempt of the year coming up here.
He's a strong young man. Nice free throw touch. All right.
Well, I tell you, I don't want to jinx them, but, well, they have missed one. Brewster missed one, and he's missed the only one. Now Steinfeld with 3 points here in the quarter, 61-37, back to a 24-25 point lead now. Steinfeld with four. Really impressed with that young man playing football for Scott Bless.
Oh, yeah.
Heck of a wide receiver, and as Terry mentioned, just solidly built. Stand about 6'5 and a half, 216, maybe 220.
Yeah.
Young sophomore. Plays good defense there. Shot missed. And the rebound basket put back up and in by Skinner, down to 2 seconds to play. And that's the end of the third quarter, mercifully. North leads at 62-39, led by as many as 27. Fourth quarter action. This one is all over, but the final score. Cougars will play out the rest of this ball game and get some subs in as well as we move to the fourth quarter, leading by 23. Back in a minute. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. 62-39 as we're back at the McKinney court, getting ready to start the fourth and final period. McKinney will trigger it out, side out to Evansville North. As the Cougars, still scoring well, have put up 46 points in the last two quarters, and there's a steal by Brewster and a steal tap, denying him a jam or an easy basket. That was a nice defensive play by Skinner. 62-39. Evansville North scored 19 points in that quarter. There's a nice play inside Brewster to Steinfeld. So Steinfeld all of a sudden with 6 points. And he has had a nice second half here. And we'll probably see more. Ethan Vinsel, I see, he's checked into the ball game. So he's out there with Isaac Brewster, Steinfeld, and Kobe Davis. Shot taken on the move. High rebound. Knocked around. Tipped around. And last touch. And let's see. Brewster thought he made the deflection off of Skinner, but one of the officials. Good crew tonight. Jay Slater from Sullivan. Scott DeMoss from Sullivan. And Jack Crapo from Terre Haute, the whistle tutors. Ethan Vinsel almost came up with that loose ball on the inbounds play, and the ball's knocked into the stands. It'll be Evansville North basketball. How about those shooting splits in the third?
All right, 8 for 16 for the Cougars, right at 50%, obviously. 9 of 19 for Evansville North. 18 of 40 for the game for Evansville. A cool 24 of 45 for the North Cougars. Good shooting effort for them tonight.
They shot 58% the other night at Northview, and as I say, came into the ball game at game time shooting a very respectable 47% through a 3-1 year that's going to be 4-1 after tonight. Shot taken by Moore, a three, no good. We got problems underneath. Ethan Vinsel or Kobe Davis? Going to be Vinsel, Ethan.
Yeah, and that's 53% for the game so far for them. So they've done a good job, and up to 45% tonight for Evansville North.
64-39. Biggest lead has been 27 in this contest here in the early part of the second quarter. As I say, North really put it away in the second quarter with those 24 points and then added 22 more for good measure. And there's another steal by Tim Brewster. Lob pass over the pencil, no good. Rebounded by Steinfeld, back up, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. So Aaron Steinfeld will go to the free throw line again, keeping it active on the offensive board. Vinsel had the right idea, but Brewster got too far underneath the basket on the lob pass, and here's Steinfeld. So Steinfeld with 6 points, looking for his seventh in the air. Got it.
Very nice.
Cougs have missed only one free throw tonight. They've shot 9, 12, so they're 11 of 12 from the line tonight. Steinfeld will be trying to add to that. Cougars almost have 5 men in double figures. That's the eighth point here in the last, 3 minutes of play, spanning back to the third quarter for Aaron Steinfeld. He's got 8, 66-39. Back to a 27-point lead. That's been our largest in the ball game, with 6:38 to play in this one. Evansville Central at noon on Saturday. Ball tipped around, missed by Senior. Here comes Davis the other way. Wenzel had a notion to go baseline, shut off, good defense, hooks it instead. Kobe Davis trying to find a player deep. There's Steinfeld again and put him in double figures now. Aaron Steinfeld with 10 points off the bench, all in the second half, and it's 68-39. That is the biggest lead of the ball game right now with inside 6 minutes to play. Real solid play by the former St. Charles product. Ball knocked loose. Maintaining possession in the half court. Dominic Redding is checked back into the game. Gets a pass from his brother DJ. Backs it up over Senior, a three. So Senior has all of his points in the second half. He's got nine right about at his average. And it's 68-242. We got a whistle and a problem inside the paint. And the foul going to be called. And that's going to be Tim Brewster. Well, Brewster only two baskets, but he did all his, or rather 2 points, I should say, in the second half. But he did all his damage in the opening 16 minutes with 14 points. Chris Thomas had a nice third quarter, Terry, with 8 of his 14.
Yeah, he did. They finally, the Evansville North foul was on the Ryan Cadell, the young freshman. North inbounds it. Nice. Oh, beautiful pass.
Yeah, Wenzel to Wenzel. Ethan dribbles it back out, gives it over to his younger brother. Down the lane, Ethan put up a shot. Isaac, and it's rebounded out of there as Isaac took a nasty spill, and he gets back up, and here comes Senior driving the lane, putting it up and missing. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Well, Joe, you know, we've had every game we've done this year has been pretty quality. So right now, Glasscott is at home listening. He's laughing because we finally have a blowout because he and I had plenty last year. So happy for the Cougars, though. This has been an excellent, as Seth Senior misses that free throw, been an excellent game all the way around for Bloomington North.
Oh, yeah, the points off turnovers. How many total turnovers now for Evansville North? It's come down a little bit.
Yeah, they're at 16 right now.
Right about their average.
And North's at 9.
That's what they've been averaging coming in a 1-6 season. It's been 16 turnovers, and Senior missed both free throws. So he's still playing with 9 points. Here comes Cliver the other way. Shot fake. Kobe Davis inside the paint. Deals it back now over to Blair. Jeremiah with one basket. He's only a couple of points away from double figures himself. Backing up the offense, Nick Cliver, 68-42. Taking some time off the clock. Will Thomas rolls it in. His first basket since about the 4 minute mark of the third quarter, and Chris will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Here comes Capel Presswood into the ball game for the first time tonight. Promising sophomore, little guy, only about 5'7. And Thomas trying to complete the 3-point play. And he is now 3 of 3 this year. Had shot a lot of free throws, but he's perfect. And now with the 9 points, make it 10 points, he's got 16. 71-42. Romp right from the start. 16-5 at the end of one. It was 40-20 at halftime after the Cougs unloaded 24 points. With the basketball, Redding has been held in check. Down and a steal as Redding goes back and gets it. Not so sure that Kobe Davis was fouled there. It's a nice move by Senior. So Senior scoring now. He's got 11 in the second half, and it's 71-44. Biggest lead's been 29. Inside 4 minutes to play.
Nice pass.
It was down on the baseline. Getting it out of there is a new face in the lineup. We'll get to him in a second, and that is Braxton Egbula, Mr. Perfecto, the other night against Northview. He was 5 for 5. What a beautiful pass inside Blair to Thomas. All of a sudden, Thomas is taking over game-high scoring honors with 19 to lead North, and it's back to that 29-point lead. 73-48. Yeah, Braxton Egbula. Guy shooting a cool 80% now from the field coming into this one.
He's 6'5".
Yeah,
junior,
he's well built. Yes, he is.
North's got some size this year, Joe, that they haven't had the last couple of years.
73-48. They're well put together. There's a shot inside. A wild shot it was by Skinner. Rebounded by Thomas. Over to Agbula, and Agbula misses for the first time in two games. Rebounded out of there.
Skinner again.
He's getting close to 8 or 9 rebounds. There's a three-pointer. Shot and missed by Redding. Fast break. Agbula going to try it again. Goes to the glass, back up over his head. Rebounded by Clymer. Ball comes off, hits him in the head. Here comes Evansville North the other way. They leave it down to Senior now in three-point range. And the pass is almost stolen. And fight for the loose ball. That's Blair, and he threw it away right past Agbula. Well, it has, shall we say, become a bit ragtag.
A bit.
73-44, timeout called. Evansville Bossy will take a break for a half minute. 2:29 to play in it. Cougars are 4-1 on the air. Looking forward to another Evansville team we'll tell you about in a second. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz, Tom McKinney Court, City's North Side. How about those Etchuan Mustangs moving up to number 3 this week in the newly released AP poll that just came out this evening, as they will take their winning streak over to Sullivan. Boy, that's not going to affect their standing within the Eastern Division, which they lead, but it is a conference game, and most likely will be a rematch if things hold sway. We'll see Sullivan in Ellettsville in late January in that crossover championship game. At least let's hope so. But the Edgewood Mustangs moving up 3 more spots in Class 3A to number 3 in the state.
And a final from Bloomfield, Bloomington South 55, Bloomfield 35.
And that's 5 in a row for J.R. Holmes' crew as they win handily on the road. This one down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Mims, the third, is in there now. And here is Blair putting up a shot, rolling around, and Blair's in double figures. Well, the Cougars are going to have 5 in double figures tonight. And that has been their prescription card here in the last, all of their ball games, really. They've been very well balanced, shooting the ball well, but boy, just a ton of steals tonight off of sloppy ball handling, but the Cougars have had something to do with that tonight.
Yeah, they have.
75-44, my gosh, we got a 31-point lead. There's a basket, and that's Redding. That's his first basket of the second half. He'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Well, it drew into the 30s. You know, the Cougars the other night had that 35-point road win at Northview. Shot by Redding, three-point play complete. He's got 14 points to lead the scoring parade for the Huskies. Almost steals the ball there from Kevin Mims, and he is just having all kinds of problems. And let's see, threw it away, 10-second violation. Also checked in into the ball game for the North Siders. And I don't know if that's Miles Frank. No, that's Zach Rager. Shot taken out of the corner, a three-pointer by McKinney.
He finally connects, Joe. He's not going to be a bad little player either.
Here comes Agbula the other way off the glass. Got it. Well, after missing two, he finally nailed one. He's not going to be shy about taking shots. There's an air ball at the other end, and Blair will bring it across the timeline. 77-50. Mercifully, almost over. Shot blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, we've had Michael Barron and Evan Todd.
That's
check
Evan
in
Todd,
also.
Yeah.
And Evan got that last foul called on him and just got the ball blocked out of bounds. North ball underneath their own basket.
Evan, a 6'3 senior, shot by Agbula, no good. He's 1 for 4. That's going to bring that gaudy 80% figure down a tad or two. 77-50, shot out of the corner. A nice basket that time. Redding getting some late points cheap. Cheap points, I should say, late. And the ball's deflected away, but Blair comes back up with it, and across the timeline he comes. And here's Agbula again, off the glass, rolled it in.
Agbula says, "I'm going to get him up while I'm in here."
Yeah, why not? That's why he's in there. Shot at the other end. We got a foul on a Cougar. maybe Todd. And that is McKinney, and he'll go to the line and he'll shoot two, stopping the clock. 15 ticks to play, 79-52.
And it was on Kevin Mims. Yeah, he got his money's worth on that one.
So it has been bench clearing tonight, and there is another miss from the free throw line, and they have been god-awful.
Woeful.
Boy, I tell you, 7, 9, 12, 16. They've hit 3 of 16 from the line,
my
and they
gosh.
Miss another one. And McKinney hadn't hit any of the 5 that he has shot. Final possession of the ball game. Let's see if they get into the 80s. Barron, Mims, Todd in there. Blair just going to bounce, bounce, bounce. That's the final score. Cougars win it in a breeze as they put in 79 to the win column tonight. Move to 4-1. Get ready for Evansville Central at noon right here on the McKinney court in the opening round of the Bloomington North Classic on Saturday night. 79-52, we'll have our post-game show brought to you in part by Smithville and by Black Lumber and Advanced Auto Care. When we come back, 79-52, an easy one tonight for the Maroon and Gold. You're listening to North Cougar Basketball. Post-game show commences here as the faithful file out of McKinney Court. On the city's north side, Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz, our producer Alex Lester, high atop our studios at One City Center. Boy, 5 in double figures, love to see that. So does Coach Jason Spear as he picks up his 10th career win for the Cougars tonight. His 125th spanning his career. He's now in his 9th year overall. Our postgame show brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson. You know they've got everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. Well, Jason talked a little about transition, poise, guarding for a period of time, rhythm and tempo, and I think he got a lot of that as he will be coming down and joining us, T, as we'll take this microphone over this way and have some comments. I believe I got this coming around as Jason Spear has joined us. And, Jason, talk a little about this ball game. You know, we talked about, you did anyway to me, the rhythm and tempo, transition, poise, guard for an extended period of time. And, boy, you struck quick and took all thoughts they had of making a competitive ball game away. But, boy, what a nice effort tonight.
Yeah, we struck really quick, really early. I wish it had lasted all the way through the first half. You know, we had a great defensive effort going there. I think they had 5 points maybe through the second quarter, and then 9. They were on 9 for a little while. Then I think they ended up with 20. So, you know, I was kind of, a little bit upset with that. But at the end of the day, the kids played hard, you know, with a 20-point lead at halftime. And that's, you know, in a 4A basketball game, that's pretty good.
Well, that was a nice 24-point second quarter, and that's where the separation really began.
Guys come in fresh and doing some things, executed. Again, we got out in transition a little bit. Just maybe being a little bit critical, I felt like that we were kind of being a little like a nuisance on defense, maybe leaking out a little bit, maybe not rebound as well as we should have. But again, a good team.
Terry, we had them, 27 points off turnovers tonight?
Something like that, if not more, Jason. And the first part, you guys only had 4 in the first half, played extremely well, but then second half, a little ragtag.
Yeah.
You ended up with what we had was 11. Still not bad, but that second half, I know you want to clean that up.
We do, and I think that's, call it poise, call it experience, whatever the case may be. You know, Evansville North is a team that is struggling. You know, they have some guys playing junior varsity basketball that don't normally play junior varsity basketball, but I tell you what, they compete. They did things the right way, and for us to be able to have some of those opportunities on offense and just to sit down and play with boys on defense, just like you said, it wasn't there in the second half.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that was there was offensive balance. You had 5 in double figures. Steinfeld gave you a nice lift in the second half.
Yeah, that's us. To have some of these weapons that we have coming off the bench, whether it be Kobe Davis or Aaron Steinfeld or Bryson Agbuwa, these guys coming off the bench. Ethan Vinsel's been really good. So, it's a total team effort. You know, 1 through 12, they work really hard in practice, and I think that's how we're going to accomplish it.
Well, Brexton's shooting average didn't stay at 80 tonight, but now he's not going to get cheated getting shots, is he?
No. He's what we call solid finisher. So coming in there, but real happy with him. You know, he's going to be a nice player for you. He gets a little more experience and that sort of thing. He's taking it straight.
Back in back here this weekend, you got Evansville Central and Shelbyville.
Yeah, no rest for the weary. We've had some days between some games where we can really prepare and do some different things with the young team. It's been nice. But here, we've got a couple of days to prepare for really good. They beat us last year. That should be motivation enough for us to come in here on our home floor, early Saturday morning after a long week of finals.
Yep.
They'll turn around and play a sectional opponent in Shelbyville, who's been good forever. So it'll be something for us to be able to kind of experience on Saturday.
Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Jason
Spear joining us as his Cougars roll to a victory tonight, 79-52. Now to glance at that well-balanced scoring attack and our player of the game brought to you by Smithville. Here's Terry.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Well, the North Cougars, 7-12 in that last little quarter, ragtag quarter. Finished the game, Joe, 31-57 from the field for 54%. That's very excellent. Only 2-9 from three ball range. And Joe, they didn't take a three in the whole second half. And then again, they didn't need to. 13-15 from the free throw line, 86%. Jason will take that every time. As here we had in the first quarter, his second free throw, Isaac Vinsel missed. And then we had one more miss the rest of the day, and that was Tim Brewster's first free throw. So an excellent job. The Cougars kind of controlled the boards. I had them 29-22 on that. Your scoring. Leading the way with a big second half, Chris Thomas with 19 points. He also had 5 rebounds and a couple of blocks. Good effort by Chris. He only missed one shot, Joe, and that was the opening three he took in the first quarter. Other than that, he was, 9 for 9. I take that back. He did miss one other one, 9 for 10. Great effort by Chris Thomas. 16 points for Timmy Brewster. He had 14 at the half. Didn't force anything. Just played good, steady basketball in the second half. 16 for Tim. 14 for Isaac Vinsel. 8 the first half, 6 in the second. Just outstanding effort by him again. 6 rebounds also for Isaac, who's, as we talked about in the pregame, he just does a little bit of everything. 10 points apiece for Jeremiah Blair. Started the ball game, my player spotlight. He also had 4 rebounds. 10 points off the bench and 7 boards for Aaron Steinfeld, who just played a great game tonight. 4 of 6 from the field. Hit all 4 free throws he took, or 3 of 6 from the field. So great effort by him to get to 10 points. 4 points apiece for Nick Kleiber, the starting point guard. Got all 4 in the first quarter. Got a couple of rebounds for Nick. 4 for Brexton Igbula. Finished 2 for 4 from the field. 2 points for Colby Davis. Bucket in the second quarter. And 3 rebounds for Colby. Also, Ethan Vinsel did not score. Getting in late, Michael Barron did not score. Kevin Mims and Evan Todd also did not score, but all played. Their results in 79 points for the Cougars. Evansville North, 23 of 51 from the field, 3 of 16 from the free throw line, Joe, and 18 turnovers. That was their undoing. Another nice game for DJ Redding with 16. Seth Senior had 11. 8 for Chandler Moore, 7 for JT Skinner, and 11 rebounds for that young man. 5 apiece for Dylan McKinney and Ryan Cadell. No one else scored for the Evansville North Huskies. Big victory, 79-52 for Bloomington North Cougars tonight, Joe.
And our postgame show brought to you by Dave and the crew, the Jasper Remanufactured Engine Transportation Transmission Installation Experts, that is, and Advanced Auto Care. They're out there at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call tomorrow at 812-330-1620, and by Black Lumber. 17-10 South Henderson. It's time for Terry Smithfield, player of the game. You know, Smithfield Security wants to be your home's new watchdog with a 24/7 smart home security system. Go online at smithfieldsecurity.com. Smart, safe, simple. That's Smithfield.
Well, man, you could give it to a whole host of Bloomington North people, but I'm going to give it to Chris Thomas. The 6'7 senior had a well-rounded game. Again, like I said, 9 of 11 from the field, 1-of-1 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 19 points for Chris Thomas. I'm going to give him our player of the game.
All right, so now it's time for our Black Lumber postgame scoreboard. In addition to this one, the Panthers were in Greene County, and they're victorious tonight, T.
Yeah, 55-35 for the Panthers, went over Bloomfield. I think Bloomfield probably took the air out of the ball early, and definitely in the second quarter they did. But JR, you know, had some guys still play. You know, we still got Grayson Rowland, looked like he was going to get in tonight. Now, again, I'm trying to follow some stuff on Twitter. John Blau's done an excellent job of keeping us up on this. But, you know, good win for the Panthers, 5 in a row, as you mentioned earlier. Still trying to see if I can get a final from the Bloomington North ladies playing Bedford North Lawrence. Nothing yet. I'll keep looking.
All righty. So, and FYI, due to an untimely death on the part of a student athlete at Southport, you know, that game
right.
That was supposed to be the Conference Indiana opener against Southport last Friday. And if you did not know, and I know most people do know, if you follow North basketball, that's been rescheduled for a Saturday night, December the 29th, right here in the Cougar Den on the Tom McKinney court. So that's going to do it for the calendar year of 2018 here on 96.1 and 1370. Our next broadcast, yep, that first Friday of the new year. You know what's cooking that night. It'll be north-south from the J.R. Holmes court, and the JVs will mix it up at 6 o'clock and the varsity tip at 7 o'clock. By the way, earlier tonight in the JV game, Jabril Conte's Northsiders lost to Evansville North at final 50-35 in that ball game. Young man Nate Tuhill had 18 points, and Kevin Mims the third with a 7 as the JVs fall to 3-1. So behind 5 and double figures tonight on the part of the Cougars, led by Chris Thomas's 19, 16 for Tim Brewster, 14 for Isaac Venzel, 10 each for Aaron Steinfeld and Jeremiah Blair. The Cougars of Jason Spear win it. They move to 4-1 on the year, 79-52. They'll be in action at noon on Saturday in the Classic here on the McKinney Court against Evansville Central. For Terry Stoltz and our producer Alex Lester, all of our sponsors, hey, happy holidays from all of us at AM 1370 WGCL to all of yours, and have a safe and glorious beginning of the new year as well. You've been listening to Bloomington North Cougar Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone, from the Tom McKinney Court.
Thanks for listening to coverage of IHSAA action on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.